I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. Crazy Girl Products carries unique pheromone-infused products that scientifically make you hotter and feel more confident. I love their new After Dark line, especially their Lip Nip Tingle. To find out what that means, go to crazygirlproducts.com, use coupon code EMILY25, and get 25% off your purchase when you buy something at crazygirlproducts.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts, our blog posts, everything, videos that will improve your sex life and your relationship. So what are you waiting for? Also, sign up for my mailing list. You will receive the 5 biggest mistakes you're making in bed. You're probably thinking you don't make any mistakes, and I'll tell you, you're probably wrong there. I mean, you are wrong, actually. And we have one for men and one for women. So sign up for that, and also subscribe on iTunes to our podcast. We have 2 podcasts a week. They come out on Tuesdays and Fridays, if we're on top of it. That's usually when they come out. And everyone, thank you so much. Our numbers have been so great. Are you telling your friends? What are you doing? Standing out there with billboards? I can't believe how many people are listening to the show. And I love hearing from everybody. I read all your emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com and try to answer all your questions when I can. And eventually they will all be answered. And sometimes you got to listen to the show and check out the website, because I will be answering them. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. Like my page on Facebook, Sex with Emily, and Instagram, Sex with Emily. It's Sex with Emily across the board. So check it out. So I'm really excited for today's show, because my guest is the America's Pleasure Coach. What's my problem? Oh, I wrote couch, actually. But it's America's Pleasure Coach, Dr. Sadie Allison.
Hello there.
Hi, Sadie. It's so good to see you.
It is.
Sadie was on my show, so I just moved to LA from San Francisco, but Sadie's in San Francisco, and she was on my live radio show in 2007, I think.
2001 when I was on free... or 2 was the first time.
No, I wish. I haven't been doing it that long. 2007.
It was Tickle Your Fancy. When that book came out, I did your show.
I know. 2007. I was on Free FM in San Francisco, CBS Radio. I did not. So... I wasn't. I was actually working in politics in 2001.
So
it would have been right if I talked about sex during that time.
Okay.
But it was 2007, and we loved it. And we always, everyone's like, do you know Sadie Allison? Because we kind of were moving in the same circles,
right.
And we became friends. We even went to a sex party once. We don't have to get into that. Do you remember that? Oh, sorry.
My
we were just observing. Here. Oh, her hot boyfriend. She just came in with like a hot boyfriend too. I mean, I wish we could like leave here. If I wasn't doing Loveline after, we'd have like drinks and catch up, which we have to do anyway. But Sadie, if you don't know Sadie, which you should, you can check out her website, which is ticklekitty.com. And she's written some groundbreaking books. They're all bestsellers. Not just because the names are awesome, but it also has incredible information. So Tickle is Pickle. That was your first one, right? Or no, that was...
That was my third.
Oh, okay.
My third child.
Your third child, exactly. It is like giving
they
birth.
They are. It is like giving birth, totally. These are my 5 kids, and then I have another real kid.
Exactly.
And now another kid.
Another kid. Oh, the boyfriend's like a kid. Do we want to talk about that? No, not right now. Okay, so Tickle's Pickle, Ride 'em Cowgirl, Tickle Your Fancy, Tickle My Tush, and Toygasms. So if there's anything sexually you want to know, read them. And they're great because the illustrations are great. They're easy. You pick them up. You don't have to read them for 10 years. You can like read them in a day and improve your sex
That's
life.
Right. And I put a lot of illustrations because it's really helpful to have visuals when you're learning techniques, because all the books are focused on how-to techniques.
Exactly.
So I don't get into the psychology of things so much in other areas. This is like, if you're ready to have good sex and you're with someone that you want to please or be pleased and you want to know how to do new things, these are the books for you.
Exactly. And so they're great. And I remember I always give my new interns Tickle's Pickle.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'm always like, here, lovely. Welcome to being sex with Emily's Tickle's Pickle. Yeah, I love it. Everyone
great
loves
introductory.
It is. I'm like, you know, I know y'all, because they're all like 22, 23. They're like, oh, how do I give a blowjob? But lately, a lot of them haven't had orgasms, which is interesting. My new interns. So that's been interesting. But if you want to buy these books, you can go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes and use coupon code Emily for 20% off to buy any of your books, which they sell them there. Okay, and also you did a very interesting TED Talk recently, which is impressive. I love TED Talks, obsessed with them. Fearless Giving, Turning Sexual Passion into Action.
That's right.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, gosh, it was one of the most amazing experiences I've had in my life and in my professional career. And mostly because it really pushed me outside my comfort zone. Because while I've done a lot of speaking, I haven't memorized a speech the way I did this one. And it took a lot of guts to go into some of the things I spoke of, where I went deep and I shared some personal things about my life and my upbringing. So I really wanted to make the best of it and give the best information and speech that I could that would actually help others and could hopefully change lives.
Right.
And that's why I shared such personal things. And so,
well, I think it helps because we all have such personal things, and it makes me realize, like, we don't have to, that shapes us into who we are, and we all go through those struggles.
Exactly.
Right.
It's like, okay to talk about it, and then that helps you. And we all have fear. And when I started out as a sex educator, I wasn't even trying to be. I was in high school, and I used to tell all my girlfriends how to have orgasms, and I became the little Dr. Ruth of my friends. And I had done that all through college after that and into the corporate world. I always had a knack for helping people. And it was always my passion. And I decided one day I wanted to write a pamphlet on how to masturbate. And I was going to go and give it away for fun and help more women. And so that idea to want to give away a free pamphlet and the little project I made of it, it evolved into an actual book.
Right. And that was which book?
This was Tickle Your Fancy.
Tickle Your Fancy, which is another, that also we gave to our interns who are trying to have orgasms right now. It's a great book for helping women have orgasms.
Especially those who are just kind of discovering their bodies, or maybe that they're inhibited, a little shy, they don't know how. Because, you know, it's very different for a man. His tools are on the outside, the wind blows, he's ready to go. It's
right, exactly.
Easy and it's intuitive to masturbate. For women, we're very complex. I mean, our organs go inward. The vulva has all these different parts and components, and you have to warm up, and it's very different. So this book not only tells you how to do it and gives you the tips and techniques, but it lets you know that it's okay to touch yourself.
Exactly.
So it's an empowerment guide to let women know that it's okay to do this, and here's how, and do it at your own pace and in your own private home. And
right. And I loved it in your TED Talk. You were saying that, you know, you had some funny about your friends who said, you know, your best friend after all these years said, you know what, Sadie, I've been married for 7 years. I've never had an orgasm.
Shocked the hell out of me.
And you were probably like apoplectic. You're like, how is my best friend not had one?
I was like, you never told me and I could have helped you.
Right. So tell me from that book. Because I would say that is one of the top questions I get asked is, you know, how do I have an orgasm? I can't have it during intercourse. Men are curious about how their partner can. Mm-hmm. So the takeaway, because we have so much to cover today, but what would you say is like the main themes of that book that could really help people right now?
Well, the first thing to know is that when you have intercourse with a man, most of the time, 80% of women don't have orgasms. And it's because our clitoris is where all the nerve endings are, and that's what needs to be touched and stimulated to have an orgasm. And when you're having intercourse with a man, it's usually not being touched.
Right.
Certain positions can assist that, but that's the bottom line. So you have to know that you can't wait around for a man to figure it out either.
Right.
You need to learn how to do it yourself, because how is some guy supposed to figure it out if you haven't even figured it out?
Exactly.
And he can't even feel what you're feeling when he's touching you.
Right.
So once you know, not only will you feel empowered and have a newfound confidence and you'll know how to do it, you can then help him and guide him.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's the
biggest
thing.
I think a lot of us were raised, I was, that, if I have sex, then I'll start having orgasms because he'll know. I remember Carol Queen said to me, she was on my show, and I've used this quote many times, but she thinks so many women say, someday my prince will come, and so will I.
Oh.
He's going to ride in on a white horse, and then I'm going to have, you know, wild screaming orgasms. Doesn't work that way.
Nope.
Know your own body and take time. And so, like, in your speech, you said, my friend went home that night and had one, but that doesn't always happen. I mean, sometimes it could take weeks, months. You got to figure out what it is for
you.
Well,
you have to understand how the body works and understand that usually you'll need a little bit of lubricant. You can use saliva, but lubricant's always good, especially if you're just starting. You may as well make it as easy as possible. And understand the clitoris and different ways to touch yourself. Because a lot of women really don't know. They think that it's all about penetration or using your fingers inside.
Right.
It's the clitoris. You read an easy guide, and that's why Tickle Your Fancy is really straightforward and accessible. I don't use a lot of...
Your new lubricant here.
Tickle Your Fancy, the book.
Okay.
It's easy to follow and go, I get it. And then once you have the right tools and the right knowledge, then you can actually achieve it.
Right.
It's understanding, you know, the ABCs of it before you get started.
Right. And I think lubricant is so key. I think there's so much stigma, which is why I created a lubricant also, Emily and Tony line, is that I think that there's just stigma attached to lube, that it's because she's dry or there's discomfort. But it actually, so many women report that sex is actually better with lube, even if you're wet.
Yep.
You need to add a little lube in. So these are beautiful new lubricants that you've designed.
Thank you. This is my new Slippery Kitty
lubricants.
They're water-based, and they come in Au Naturel, which is just plain, and then strawberry flavored, which is lickable.
Ooh, lickable.
Really nice. And it's not too overbearing
or
too sugary.
Love. All right. They can get this all at TickleKitty.com.
And what I did with these this time is I've had these for about 11 years. They've done really well. There's a great following because they're smooth. The texture is like a woman's natural fluid. See, if you can see inside, it's not too thick.
Right.
So for people who prefer something that feels like the real thing, that's what they mimic. And what I did was I took out parabens and glycerin so that they're body safe for women.
Right. Because so many lubes are not.
They aren't. And that's why it's really good to read the labels and know. And women today are much more body conscious. Like, we're savvy. We know. We want to know what's in it. We want to know what's in our food. So I took those out so it would be safer for women's bodies and women who are prone to yeast infections and things like that.
Right.
This is safe for that.
That's good to know. And also, I just need to mention as a little teaser upcoming that we're kind of building up here, sort of like the sex act. We're talking about masturbation, but her latest book is called Tickle My Tush, and it's about anal sex, which is another one of the top questions that we get asked around here. I get asked about, you know, anal sex has become, and I think it's probably been for about, maybe it's, since I started 8 to 10 years, it seems like that's been the, you know, I don't know if it's because of porn or whatever, but we're going to get into that because she's a whole book about it, and we're going to get into anal sex in a little bit because if you thought you were going to leave right now and go make a sandwich, you're going to want to pay
get into
attention.
It.
So, so in Tickle His Pickle, can we just start there for a second? Because
sure.
I love it. You say there's a fine line between erotic and psychotic when you're playing with his balls. So what is this line? I feel like women are afraid they're going to hurt them. I have like post-traumatic ball disorder. Like I had a bad experience years ago. I'm over it. But like I touched a guy's balls wrong, too hard. And like for years I stayed away from the balls.
So I
understand. I know. It's okay. I've come back around. I was like,
the balls
he's
missed
got balls.
You, Emily.
I know. And they're important, you know. So what did you mean by that? Like, so...
Well,
how do you play with them erotically and not psychotically?
Well, don't do what you did, whatever that was.
And I don't know what I did.
Touch my hand like it's a ball and show me what you did.
Okay, what I did then?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but this is what I know you do now.
Ooh.
But then I probably, like, no, yeah. I don't know what I did.
You probably
honked it. Ripped his balls off, never got a call again.
Well, the trick is with men's balls is that you want to be gentle and start really on the gentle side because some men do like it. Hard or rough or tugging or gentle biting.
They're all different.
So you don't know, and they are the family jewels, and they're very, very delicate. So you want to play it safe, start slow and really soft, and communicate. Do you want me to do that harder? Should I pull a little bit more? Do you like it when I roll them in my hands like two hard-boiled eggs?
Right. That's kind of how I learned, because I asked a guy once, and
yeah.
I like the tip that you gave. You said have him squeeze your breast with the same pressure he'd like to apply. Apply to his balls. So
it's another
like
way.
That.
Yeah, it's easy.
Exactly.
It's just communicating.
So, exactly.
Ask him what he likes. Men like that. You know, they not only do they want a confident woman that knows what she likes, but if you show interest and say, honey, how do you want it? Or show me. Let me watch you do it.
Exactly.
They love that shit.
Right. I love mutual masturbation too. It's a great
tip.
Oh,
that's erotic.
And I also, I have to give you some, I created a Down Under Comfort with Anthony Logistics for Men. And it's a cream for your balls that works to keep them fresh and dry all day. It's like a deodorant for your balls, ball area. So you're always ready for a blowjob anytime. You don't have to worry about it.
What about?
It's called Down Under Comfort. EmilyandTony.com. Check it out.
That sounds great.
Emily. Not to be too ad heavy here. I hate this. Yeah?
So what about the hair?
Okay,
let's talk
about.
And using your Down Under.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can rub it right in. It's a cream to a powder, so a lot of men use talcum powder down there, which is actually carcinogenic, and it's not good for you to keep you fresh. So this is all vegan, and it's a cream that stays localized, and then it turns into a powder.
Oh, nice.
And it just stays there all day.
Do you prefer that men that you're with are shaved and groomed?
You know, okay, that's so interesting, because honestly, I don't really care. Like, trim, that's fine, but I don't need you to shave the whole thing. Are you spending more time in the shower than I am?
If he's
ready?
Untrimmed at all, does that bother you?
You know, I'm not really uptight about it. Are you?
Not, I wouldn't say uptight, but if a man is groomed, it's definitely nicer and smells better and is prettier, and it's much more attractive to actually give oral sex to.
Exactly.
As well.
It's easier, guys. I mean, you're going to have more oral sex if you do trim, but I guess it's just me personally, but I think a lot of women now expect that. When you say that the grooming trends, the hygiene trends over time have been that men are all trimming and grooming and all that.
They are now.
And especially women, right? Do you think the bush will ever come back, or do you think women are always going to be barren down there?
I don't know. I think there will always going to be the variety of people and their preferences. And people change a lot, too.
Absolutely.
You know, you can let it grow out, and just like your hair. But I think it's just... it's much nicer. And I think people that haven't trimmed... and groomed at all as couples should actually try it, because just that in itself can be erotic and make
for
a
horny fun. Do it together. Take a shower together.
Yep.
Do a little trimming, a little grooming. I think that's a great idea.
Nice. And it makes the penis look 10% bigger, which is awesome.
That's why every guy I know does it.
They're like,
my penis. Exactly. But they're like, my penis looks so much bigger. It's amazing. So if that's not reason enough, because I know you guys are obsessed with your penis.
Yep.
Okay, what about the taint? The taint is slang for perineum, the flat stretch of skin between the testicles and the anus. And as you say in your book, it's rich in nerve endings.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you can feel the root or the bulb of the penis. So how
right.
would you advise people to pleasure the taint?
Really
without
easy.
Without freaking them out, too, because he might never have had his taint tainted. Pleasured.
It's the same spot on the women, too, by the way.
Right, exactly.
It's a little strip of skin between the both of the holes on
right.
the woman. Well, it's really easy. It's just a little spot, and you just put pressure on it mostly. It's not a lot of friction rubbing like the clitoris would be.
Right.
It's more pressure. So sometimes you can have a gentle fist and just push up against it while you're giving him oral sex, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels really good because it's pushing up on the base of the penis that's on the inside, because the penis actually extends into the body the same way the clitoris
yes.
does. And it also can put pressure up against the prostate because it's right underneath where the prostate is.
Right.
So if you're giving oral sex and you're using one hand on his penis and giving oral, and you take either your fingertips or a gentle knuckle with the other hand and just push up gently on that spot, it just adds more sensation and stimulation to him. And now he feels like he's got a lot of stuff going on, and it just takes him to new heights.
Exactly. And I think it's
honey.
A great gateway into... Oh, honey. can he talk here, John? No. Well, we might get to him in a minute because you're sleeping with America's Pleasure Co. So I need to know all about that. But it's curious because you talk about the male prostate, which we will get into with your book in a little bit, Tickle My Tush. But it's kind of a gateway, right? If men are kind of not sure they want their tush tickled just yet, see how the taint feels, it's touching the prostate, they get pleasure from that. You think
sure.
that might be a way to say, well, if that felt good.
Absolutely.
You might like a little playing with your anus.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then Kegels for men. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for men and for women. And it's funny because people always think only women can do Kegels. But a lot of men, you know, they can learn to have more control over their ejaculation, stronger orgasms.
Exactly.
So do you want to talk about that
sure,
as well?
Yeah. Sure. And this is something that people don't realize. But when a man orgasms and his penis contracts, the muscle, the pelvic muscle, is the same thing that's squeezing just like it does in a woman's body.
Right.
So when you see his ejaculate come out and it comes out in squirts, it's because that muscle is squeezing involuntarily. And that's why it's squirting out. It's that muscle doing that. It's pushing it out, which is
right.
really neat.
It's so funny because so on my app, when I first launched this app, it was only 10 levels. And I thought, who's going to – it's like my voice walking you through it. It's 5 minutes a day. It pops up on your phone mm-hmm. every day. Like, it's time for Kegel Camp. And then you just do it because they always tell – doctors always say do your Kegels and no one remembers. Like, oh, traffic light, but you're not going to remember. So my friend Jordan was over the night. He's like, Emily, I know that he's been doing this. I was going to say is I had 10 levels. And then I got all these emails from people, mostly men, who were like, why don't you have I need more levels. I'm like, really? You got to 10? Like, so then I have 20 levels now. And so he's been like obsessively, he and his girlfriend have like a Kegel camp like race. And he got to level 20. So I said, oh my, I don't know anyone who's got to level 20. He's like, yeah, you have to hold it for 17 minutes. It's really hard. Or it's a 17 minutes. But I said, well, how has it changed? Like, just tell me. He's like, well, I can crack walnuts now. But no, I said, but really, he said, well, first of all, I can last as long as I want. And he said his when he ejaculates, it like shoots across the room.
Yeah, you can make it go farther and
so
stronger
like, okay,
and longer.
That's cool. So I'm like, I didn't even know that because I don't know anyone who got to level 20. Okay, what about dirty talk phrases that guys, you think, like to hear in bed? And what about women? Because you talk a lot about dirty talk and mm-hmm. how to kind of get into that.
Yeah. It's not always so much about what you say. It's how you say it.
Yeah.
And the first thing is to talk really slowly and in a really sexy voice.
Right.
Right.
You got it like this.
Like
talk about like what you're going to do next
exactly.
or what you like to do or how it feels.
It's like, why don't you lay down because I want to do something really special to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see,
like that.
That works. I know. People think it has to be a whole thing and they have to sound like a porn star.
Emily and I are going to exit left here for a second.
Exactly.
We're having a moment.
Exactly. I'm going to say that. I'm going to show you exactly what I want
exactly.
to do. So yeah, dirty talk, I think it's just a great way to like, I think that a lot of people just are concerned that they're not doing it right. Just like everything in life. We worry. Yeah,
everything about sex. We have too much fear. And the thing about dirty talk or anything that you do, it's supposed to be fun. Just try it and go for it. And if you sound silly, then go ahead and laugh. And let your partner laugh, too, because
yeah.
that's what it's all about, is having fun.
And it's just and like everything. It's like practice, too. You practice it. You do it. You feel more comfortable
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, and there's so much great information available now. You can get all the ideas you need. And the other thing I would suggest is to rehearse it yourself in the
yeah.
mirror.
Look, exactly.
Yeah.
look in the mirror and think about, you know, what you like to do to them and how you're going to say it or mm-hmm. talk about how it feels in the moment. You know, like, baby, it feels so good with you inside me right now. Like, exactly. We're not saying you have to get super dirty or do anything, but just start with the talking.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that dirty.
Okay. And I also have to ask you about blowjobs because it's a very popular topic. As you can imagine, because your book, I have a lot of times like gone into Tickler's pickle, like when I'm writing something or I'm like, okay, these are, you have like a million, like I love the first time I read it, it was like 100 ways to give a hand job. Like, it's amazing. But like blowjobs.
Thank
so,
you.
So what do you think are like specific blowjob tips that women and men can use to give better oral sex? So not just blowjobs, I guess. Well, let's talk with blowjobs, women or men, if you're giving a guy a blowjob, but.
Well, first of all, you've got to have lubrication of some sort. And when you're giving a blowjob, it's usually saliva. You can also use some flavored lubricant, like the strawberry slippery kit. Yeah, this is great also because a lot of women who are a little timid to give blowjobs or they say they don't like the smell or the taste, put a little bit of flavored strawberry slippery kitty on it, and then now you're licking up a strawberry penis.
Exactly.
It really helps.
Right. It's like a strawberry shortcake. Like, you don't even have to worry about it. You're like, strawberry. Oh, it's not semen. It doesn't matter. It
Honey, I
like
won't call your penis a strawberry shortcake.
To your face. She won't. Just to me.
You need to have slippery slidey, just like on for a woman when you're receiving. And that's a big reason why a lot of guys don't like blowjobs from certain women, because they don't know that
a lot of women don't know.
They don't realize it needs to be slippery slidey.
Right. Otherwise it like hurts him because you're like dragging the skin up and down.
Yeah. So. And then the other thing is that know that all the nerve endings on the man's penis is at the head, and that's where he gets all his sensation. So you might be giving a hand job or a blow job and not really focusing on where he finds all the pleasure. So you have to remember to focus on that and always use your hands. You know, your 10 digits are some of the best sex toys that we have. And a really great reason to use your hands. Not only does he like it because it just adds a lot more sensation.
Right.
It helps you out and your mouth and your jaw, which it gets tired. There's a reason it's called a job.
Exactly.
You know, blow job.
Exactly.
So
we don't like the job. It's just a job.
You know, we're doing it for the good of mankind.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you use your hand and then it relieves all the pressure that you think you have to do it all with your mouth. Because our mouths cannot squeeze as hard as a hand. Or even stay as squeezing him at like a vagina would. So you have to use your hands to give your mouth a break.
Exactly. Yeah. And I always say, be enthusiastic, be into it. He can tell if you're like down there looking at your watch and you're not so
totally. Psyched. Yeah, guys would much rather have a woman who's into it and not that good than a woman who's good and can get him finished in 3 minutes.
Right.
They'd rather have someone that's just enjoying herself.
And just like how women feel about a guy. Like if he doesn't seem that he's into it when he's performing oral sex or mm-hmm. he's like, does it for 2 minutes, you're like, really? Like, I didn't even know you were down there. Like 2 minutes doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing is you don't have to try and race to give him an orgasm. Just be in the moment and enjoy that you're pleasuring him and pay attention to his reactions. Try different things. Turn your hand upside down and do the upside down sausage wrap. That's
right.
That's in Tickle His Pickle.
Tickle His Pickle. I love all the titles in that.
Yeah,
amazing.
So just enjoy yourself and you don't have to do it till he finishes.
Right, exactly. You know? And it's true. And you can also mix it up. You can give him a blowjob and you can have sex and you can go back to the penis. Like it doesn't, like, that's the thing about foreplay. Like I'd almost love to banish the word foreplay and just have it all be under the umbrella of sex. Because you can do foreplay sex, and you go to intercourse, you can go back to it.
Yep.
And I also just think foreplay should last a very long time. I don't know if I'm going to like put a ballot or a measure on the ballot or anything to banish foreplay, but it's just something
I think.
We're
going to do Survey Monkey now.
Exactly. Okay, so you also mentioned a golden technique to end blowjobs with. Can you describe this technique for the best blowjob finish?
Well, that could mean many, many things. Some guys like it when women swallow.
Right.
But that, again, it's up to the woman. And men shouldn't pressure anyone to swallow if they don't want to.
Exactly.
They should be happy someone's down there doing anything.
Exactly, really. Beggars can't be choosers.
So there's that. But just looking up at him with that acknowledgement of knowing that you satisfied him and smiling, or if you did swallow, you can lick your lips or lick your lips anyway. I think just that human interaction and that eye contact so that you're connected.
Right.
That's where you get deep, and that's what makes everything better than just the act and the physicality of it all.
Yeah, I agree. Like eye contact is a big part of it. So okay, so that you can find all this in Tickle His Pickle and in Ride 'Em Cowgirl. Did you want to talk about that as well?
Ride 'Em Cowgirl is one of my best sellers as well.
Oh my God, I love this. Ride 'Em Cowgirl, Sex Position Secrets for Better Bucking. In fact, I think this is the book that came out when we did in 2007 when we did my. I should find our old podcast and put it up.
I'm going to look some stuff up when I get home.
Now I really want to know. Mm. So tell me about this book. It's a bestseller.
Yeah.
over 100 exciting point-to-play positions to spice up your lovemaking.
What I wanted to do was I wanted a sex position guide that was different than all the rest that was out there. Definitely not the old Kama Sutra.
2007, it came out. Sorry, not trying to prove anything here, but I do know that.
I'll follow up with you tomorrow. Okay. So what
you're
I wanted
so pretty.
To do... Oh, thank you, sweetie.
I know, so beautiful.
You
These
are, too.
Of you.
I
have, thank you.
You beautiful as ever.
So this book, Ride 'Em Cowgirl, Sex... do you think it's because women... There's just kind of a few positions that we know about and you kind of enhance here. Like, here's some other things you can do.
Well, it's also like, what do you do when you're in a position? I used to ask, you know, you talk to a guy friend and they'll say, oh, she was a dead fish. And then another girl's like, oh my gosh, she blew my mind. She was the best. I'm like, well, what makes it different?
Exactly.
So,
I always want
to
know.
So I wanted to get to the bottom of it and provide a resource that wasn't just over 100 different position ideas, but what makes you a good lover when you're in the position that makes it that much better. And I speak to cowgirls and cowboys in each chapter separately. So I have a chapter on positions that hit the G-spot, for example. And I'm describing in there to a woman, here's what you should do when you're in the position to assist and where to focus and how to position your body. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, how do I talk to guys and tell them what they're supposed to do, which is totally different instructions. Here's where you should put your leg. Here's where you need to focus. Here's where you have to thrust. And so each chapter is based on a position style or an orgasm style. So there's G-spot, positions for the clitoris. I even go into positions for pregnant women. There's a whole chapter
on
that.
That's great. That's so important. Because
really
so
great.
I get so many emails from people who are like, what do we do? How do we have sex now that she's pregnant?
Just roll over.
Right, exactly. So what is one of the best pregnant positions?
Well, spooning for sure.
Okay.
You know, the first several months, you'll be fine because you're not that big yet. But when you roll to your side, you can stay comfortable and relaxed as the woman, so you don't have to use any strength to be in any particular positions. And it's also great because men don't go as deep.
Right.
Inside when you're in a spooning position. So that's, and he can do the reach around and you lift your little knee upward.
Right.
And you're ready to go to receive some clitoral stimulation at the same time.
Okay.
So that one's one of the best.
That's great. So any other, what's your favorite position in here? If you had to pick one, the most popular, what's one that we can describe that people haven't heard of maybe?
Oh gosh.
I know it's so hard that, hey Anderson, I see some phones ringing. What? How do you feel about that? I just wanted to tell you that. I saw like four lines. Oh, we are taking calls. So people, if you're, I don't know where you are, 9 o'clock Thursday nights, Pacific Standard Time, you can now call in and ask questions. It's 1-800-LOVE-191 from 9 to 9:30 Pacific Standard Time. You can actually call up, talk to us live.
I know my favorite one.
Okay, go.
It's called the Wish Boner.
The Wish Boner. Oh my God, I love it. I want a t-shirt. Yeah,
here's that. This picture. She arches her back to angle her hips down. He arches his back to offer his pubic region. Both grind to a fantastic finish.
Ooh.
So is that one on the bottom right?
Uh-huh.
She's on her back. He's on his knees, spreading her legs.
The Wish Boner. I want to make a wish on that boner.
And it's nice when he holds your ankles like that. It's pretty erotic. It's almost
almost
like a little 50 Shades of Grey going on, but
exactly.
With his hands.
So what do you think about the whole 50 Shades of Grey movement?
The whole phenomenon. I think it's cool. It's awesome that it really helped America open their eyes, whether it's erotica literature or sex toy industry, whatever it is that's going to help just continue the path that we're on.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been doing this for almost 13 years now, and it's been an amazing journey to see where the industry has gone, not just from sex toys, but sex education and all the educators that are out there now and sex therapists, and people are talking about sex more and opening up, and it's mainstream. I think it's great, and I've been loving to see such big changes, you know, in front of my eyes as I'm in the midst of it, too.
Exactly. I think so, too, and I tell guys, too, if your partner's reading it or... Maybe the guy should take a read, take a peek at it, because you could also learn a lot about what's getting her all hot and bothered too.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of guys
read the whole thing. But.
They're coming out more. I mean, in the past, a lot of guys, you know, men have egos.
Yeah.
Often it's hard to talk to them because they don't want to be wrong or be told to do something different. So women are scared to tell men what they want. So I think it would be really important for men to kind of just humble themselves, certain men. And make it easy and accessible for their woman to talk to them about what they want and not to make them feel like he would be insulted or he'd get upset, you know.
All right, or he would judge her.
Yeah, or I can't do anything right and, you know, get upset. It's like just
there's a way to talk to a man about it, too.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, that was... It's like, I always feel like it's the sandwich. I love when you do that. It would be great if you would do more of this or we could try this.
And it's often easier outside the bedroom.
Right.
John's a great communicator. Like, I've never been with a man who's been so open and communicative.
How did you guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend in passing.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, because I have a question for you, Sadie, because you're actually like the only other person that probably gets asked this question as much as I do, because now it's becoming like every day, probably because I'm single always. But people are like, are guys intimidated to date you? Do you get asked that all the time? They're like, how do guys, when they hear what you do for a living, like, have you found that to be?
Yeah.
Because when I first started out, I was like, no, I'm Emily. I worked in politics. But now it's been 8 years. Okay, yeah, I can see that they might be. So, yeah, have you found that?
Yep. Yeah, I got asked that a lot. And a lot of guys are intimidated.
Yeah. And those aren't the ones you want to be with, I feel.
Not usually. Especially when you're, you know, when you're a confident woman and you have a business and you're fearless, you need a guy that's going to compliment you.
Exactly.
And be able to support that and have his thing as well. But I think...
What? You know what's funny though, Sadie? I can't remember this. Okay, sorry, John, boyfriend, to say this, but there are, it's funny because we did both live in San Francisco for a long time, which I miss dearly, but there was like two guys, and I don't know if I've told you this, that I went out with, and I can't even remember who it was now, but they both dated you as well. And I think it was like once or twice. Like it wasn't like they dated you, but they went out with me.
I remember that.
And I was like, interesting. And then it's like, pause. Okay, how is that? I mean, I guess
who
we kind of look alike. We're both dark hair, but we both have sex. I don't think we want to say his name, but we can talk after. But
okay.
but it was just funny, or maybe it was even three. It was like a weird. I was like, oh, you dated both of us. Interesting. I don't even know. I don't think they
like the San Francisco petite brunette sex experts.
Exactly.
Yeah, they found
us. I thought that was very funny. I'm like, oh yeah, of course you dated Sadie. Yeah.
Then I'd have those guys that would say, oh, you do that? Oh, I could show you a thing or two.
Yeah.
So you get the cocky ones that are like, oh yeah, I'll take you on.
Exactly. And, but do you feel like, I always tell guys, I'm like, it's not like, because when people ask me, are guys and men and women ask me this all the time, and I'm like, well, it's not like I'm sitting there in the bedroom with a bullhorn saying to the left, to the right. But do you feel that since you have become, well, it sounds like your whole life you've been a sex expert. My path was very different than yours, because like I never had orgasms, didn't know what I was doing. Like when I was 19, I had never had one.
Wow, had you tried?
No, it hadn't even occurred to me to masturbate. Like I never
heard
of it, never thought about it. Yeah, it's really weird. Like most women eventually just are like, oh, let me. But I think that my growing up was I had this tumultuous childhood. I just have to think. I don't know if somehow it ties in, because I don't know how else I was so blind to it. But I was just, I think I lived in a lot of, I don't know, anxiety, fear, craziness. Wow. I just didn't have time. I didn't do it. So I had to like learn later in life, mm-hmm. you know, than most, 19, 20, that I should, you know, how to do it. And actually, my mom gave me some tips. My friends were all giving me tips.
And then how did you finally discover orgasm?
How did I finally discover? It was actually with a vibrator.
Okay.
And then I realized how to do it on my own. But it was just like, it wasn't happening through. And I had sex. It just wasn't. And I was bummed that it wasn't happening through intercourse. And then I realized, like we tell everyone, I went through this whole journey that it had to be through.
See, it's so common. Like your story is so common. And it's no wonder, because when we grow up, we're not taught about sex. They don't teach it in school. They teach you about STDs and birth control and things like that. But where do you ever learn about giving pleasure and receiving pleasure and feeling okay about it?
Never, ever, anywhere.
on the flip side, you're actually put down for being curious about it, because a lot of people grew up with negative messaging, whether it's religion or their parents or old school in your society. And so people grew up not only just not knowing, but feeling shame and fearful about it. Like, no, I'm not even going to try, even if I am curious.
Exactly.
Or if they're curious and they do try, they feel so guilty.
It
really screws people up.
Exactly. Well, you and I, you're half Jewish, right?
Yeah. Jewish and Chinese.
Jewish
so
Chinese.
I'm a Chew.
A Chew. I love it. Because I think, feel like in the Jewish religion, that, you know, there's not a lot of hang-ups around it, really. Although
Not like other religions,
Not like other ones, but I'm saying it's like all the sex experts I know, I feel like they're all Jewish. It's funny in the world. but a lot of other religions, yes, there's a lot of like stigma and guilt. And if you have that, I say go to therapist, work it out, because you don't carry around with you for the rest of your life, because it could continue to impact.
Yeah, all a choice. It's like anything. It's like you control your own thoughts, you control your destiny and what you're going to choose to feel and think. And just because you had negative messaging in the past and you've since learned different and your friends are doing it and you're reading these great books and you're listening to Sex with Emily, it's like people are curious. It's okay for you to let that baggage and let it go and leave it behind you.
Let it go. It's okay.
And choose a new path for your sexuality.
You can always change it around, no matter how old you are, what age you're at, how much sex you've had. You can always try something a little different and try it. Yeah.
That's
try to let go, change your attitudes, and talk about it. Don't keep it all inside. Mm-hmm. It's okay to talk about it with your partner and be like, well, I actually have some issues that came up. And
what's so neat is when you do talk about it more with your partner, you always end up a lot of times pleasantly surprised at how the conversation opens up. Like you might just decide, okay, I'm going to talk to my lover about this and I haven't before. And then all of a sudden he shares something with you back that you never knew. And then you got more comfortable to open up more. And then all of a sudden it could be this whole great experience where it's enlightening and
exactly.
your life can change.
Your life can change, your relationship can change, and mm-hmm. your sex life can go through the stratosphere. I mean, really, if you start talking, communication is a lubrication. It will yep. get you guys going. So let's move into Tickle My Tush.
All right.
And I actually wrote something. I forgot about this because it was a few years ago. But okay, so first of all, the book is Dr. Sadie Ellison's Tickle My Tush, Mild to Wild Anal Play Adventures for Every Booty.
And every booty means...
Every booty.
Meaning women and men.
Exactly.
Because all booties are created equal.
Exactly. All booties. I mean, I almost need you to say this because I say it so many times that like a lot of men have issues around straight men. Yep. And gay men too. Not all gay men like their anus penetrated. Mm-hmm. But a lot of straight men can get a lot of pleasure from it.
That's
and they
right.
don't realize it because they think there's like a stigma. They can't imagine it could feel good. So your book really breaks that down and
Absolutely.
Explains like how to ease into it. But
yeah.
I'm
a
just going to read my quote here. Because I hadn't
yes,
read it.
Your
is,
quote,
I endorsed the book because I love that you're writing an anal sex book because I'm like, this is so important. It pisses me off that people don't have more information. They do it wrong. They have bad anal sex. Oh, we were drunk one night. My boyfriend sucked it in. There was no lube and I'm never doing it again.
Exactly.
And it's like people they have post-traumatic anal experiences mm-hmm. and this book will help people.
It's dangerous too.
It is dangerous. So I said, Dr. Sadie, I'm reading my quote, demystifies a taboo subject with humor, eloquence, and a playful ease that leaves no vital information behind. That was me. I loved it, Sadie, that you do
Thank
this.
Thank you.
So it's writing great. Okay, book. So and people can buy this. They get good vibes on your website as well. Okay, so what's the mild and what's the wild that you refer to in the book?
Okay. Well, the mild is the whole butt is an erogenous zone. Let me just back it up there. No pun intended.
Right. I know. It's so hard not to use puns in our
business. People think of anal sex, they think about penetration and the anus. But really, if you back it up, the whole butt is an erogenous zone that too often is ignored because you're staying away from the anus. But really, there's massage. And there's a couple techniques I really like. Like, not only do you want to massage the butt cheeks and the glutes, then you can get into the butt crack and you put lube up and down the butt crack and you just butt crap. Yeah, butt crap.
That comes later or not. Yeah.
We call that color.
Right.
A little bit of color.
Right.
But I have this technique in Tickle My Tush and it's called the thumb roller. So you can put lube over his anus in his butt crack and just do this gently. I'm showing Emily the technique here.
You know what? We're going to do a little video after and we're going to show
the
this.
Thumb roller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay, and then there's the
just
butt.
Just a 2-minute video.
There's the butt buffer, which is just doing this gently right on the anus. So when I
and
say
men and women can do this to
totally.
Each other.
Totally.
Right.
And so when I say mild, what I'm saying is you don't have to go inside. You don't have to go there or all the way.
Right.
There's a lot of other things you can do that's topical and on the surface that feels great.
Exactly.
And then I have a chapter all about finger play. And there's a section called finger padding, where basically you take the pad of your fingertip and you use that to gently push in, but you're not pushing your whole finger in. You're just giving a little bit of pressure and sensation. And if you do that while you're giving him oral sex, it's gonna knock his socks off.
Right, exactly. And he might. But do you find though that some men who have fears around their anus could jolt them? Like, is she going in? But you're right. Stay on the. I think these are great. Like, slow it down tips. Don't go right in for it. Like,
it can jolt him if you lay it on him pretty quickly. But it might be okay to say something. So you want to wait for the right moment. You know. So if you're giving him oral sex or you've had sex for a little while and then you're moving things around, you can just gently move your hand down there slowly so he knows what's going on. So you don't startle him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even ask, say, honey, do you mind if I give you a little butt play? I promise I won't go in.
Exactly. Exactly. That's good. And then you can get to see that, oh, that feels good. And then it has them anticipating, you know, well, what could come next?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's good to just kind of slip it in slowly when you're in the heat of things. And he might just say, oh, okay, it's happening. And oh, my God, that does feel good.
Right. The finger.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just on the surface, though.
I like all these little steps. Like start, you know, one
there's
time
finger
when you're
padding,
together.
And then there's finger tipping.
Okay.
Where you just go in up to the first knuckle. So it's like
maybe
half an inch. And don't go any further. And in the book, I have like 6 different tips and techniques on what to do when you're finger tipping. And that doesn't hurt. I mean, that's just less little compared to other big things.
Right. Exactly.
That can happen.
Exactly. And so, these are same for men, too, with women. Because I think a lot of men, it's like their dream. you know, we got married now. Maybe she'll have anal sex with me. Or why won't my girlfriend have anal sex? We get those calls all the time. So I think the reason why this book is so important and so great, because you are giving tips to people. It's like, if that's something you really want to do, and she might want to, but she has fears because perhaps she had a bad experience or what she hears from her friends. But if you start out slow, it could take you a month. It could take you a few months in your relationship, whatever it is. And you make it so it's she can realize the evolving pleasure from just the touch. And then it could build into anal sex. But don't just try to go right for the
anal
sex. That's right.
That's what's so important about the book, is I wanted to have a resource for people that would teach them how to do it safely, comfortably, and pleasurably. Because it's not like the vagina, which is very elastic, and you can just jump right in and start having intercourse if you choose. But with the anus, it's very, very different. And it's very delicate, the skin, the tissue, the technique, how slow you need to go. And that's where people make mistakes and hurt women, because they're not doing it right.
Exactly.
And so you want to be careful. And both people need to know how to do this. It's not intuitive. You don't know.
Exactly. You really don't know. You tense up. So what are your tips for first-time anal sex?
Okay, so safe sex. Use condoms unless you're in a monogamous relationship. Warm-up is so important. You know, it's like, and porn is not your teacher, okay? Because porn is great, but it's meant to be visually stimulating and fast. And believe me, those girls are warmed up before they jump into the scene and start getting filmed.
Guys
need to do the opposite of what they see. You need to slow it down. There's a saying I like, the slower you go, the faster you get there.
Right, it's true.
So she really needs to be warmed up. So I always recommend have intercourse for a while. She should have an orgasm or two in the session, you know, be playing with each other for like a half an hour, because then what happens is all the blood rushes down to her erogenous areas. So her whole area is engorged from her vulva, her butt, her anus, the whole area. And then all of a sudden she's more ready and warmed up and heated up and stimulated. So the whole, Emily's like, her eyes are rolling in the back of her head. I think she's shaking.
Yes.
So warm up is so important. Communication is an absolute must have. With this,
you need to,
and it's all about safety, because you're dealing with such a delicate area. You have to know. So if you're starting to go in, for example, very slowly, stop and say, honey, how does that feel? Is that okay? Can I go a little further? Do you want me to slow down? And just keep that dialogue going back and forth the whole time until you guys learn each other and how you do it. But at the first few times, you got to really make sure you understand what's good and what's not. And again, everyone's different.
Right.
So that's critical. And lubrication.
Lubrication is so important.
The anus doesn't produce lube the way the vagina does.
You got to use lubrication.
You have to use it. You can use silicone or water-based.
Right.
But just know if you're using water-based, you might want to reapply it more frequently because it absorbs into the body.
Mm-hmm. And then women have to relax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Relax your anus. Because it's natural to tense up, to want to tense up when it's because you're scared or you're nervous. So just breathe.
I feel like we just
hit
some milestones here.
Look how peaceful anal sex can be, people. You're all thinking it's all rough and crazy. We're telling you here.
It could be so erotic.
I know.
You know, it's like that forbidden zone. And that's why men like it so much.
Exactly.
But for a woman, if you can get away from your fears and approach it safely and responsibly in a way where you can have pleasure because you're doing it right, it can be really profound. And a lot of women really enjoy a little butt play when they're going to have an orgasm too, because it just enhances the whole thing.
Exactly. And a lot of women, I had some porn stars on the show last week, were saying that she always orgasms when she has anal sex every time. A lot of women can do that. So you never know what's going to happen. So what about women pleasuring the male prostate, the male G-spot as they call it too? What about that? So let's say you're with a guy and he's like, no way, don't come near there. It's going to make me, I'm not gay. They've never had any experience with it.
Well, if he's like exit only, no, I mean, you can't talk someone into it. And it's not for everybody.
Right.
About the gay thing, if you're a hetero man and you're enjoying some butt play with your woman, you're not gay.
You're not gay. There's not a penis in your mouth right now.
It's not the sexual activity that makes you gay. It's the gender and who you're with.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're with another man, then yes.
All right. Exactly. So how would you tell people to start with that? Like a prostate massage or?
Well, if he's into it,
let's
exploring
say he's into it. Let's say he's down.
Yeah. He's okay with a finger.
Totally.
The first thing to know is where it's located, which is almost exactly where the G-spot is in a woman, which is really neat. And I have a diagram in Tickle My Tush. I don't know if you saw it. I'm going to tell you what page it's on. But I thought it would be helpful to have an illustration that has a picture of a G-spot and a finger touching it right next to a finger touching a man's prostate.
Okay. We'll find it here.
And it is on page 86.
Okay.
In Tickle My Tush.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So both of those bodies.
I love this. This is so great. This is
it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a couple inches inside his anus. So if he's laying on his back and you're on your knees between his legs and you gently slide your finger mm-hmm. into his anus, you go in a couple inches.
With lube.
With lube, absolutely. And you push upward towards his belly button, just like you would looking for the G-spot.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is where communication comes in. And he might not be as familiar with what to feel for as well, so it's going to take a lot of exploring and have fun. And it's like the size of a pea, but it can vary between men. And you want to push gently. And one of the tips I give is as if you were going to rub your eye and push on your eyeball.
Okay.
Not any harder than that to start.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Some men like it harder and faster, so that's where you want to communicate. But playing it safe, start small.
Okay. Got it. And what about anal toys?
Toys. The toy market has changed
huge.
So much.
Yeah. I know.
It's incredible.
Because there are some great anal toys, Good Vibrations. Go to sexthemily.com/goodvibes to check them out. Use coupon code Emily. You get 20% off. But there are some fun, you know, men and women might like it, like butt plugs or are there any like that
butt
you
plugs
like?
Are great. I think the prostate massagers of today are wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. They're in really these really great materials that are very sturdy and wash well and non-porous. And they have toys now where you can put it inside. It's a curved, kind of like a G-spot toy,
right.
But it's anatomically correct for a man's body.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can put it inside of him. It's non-vibrating. And you make love with it inside of him. And while he's moving, the muscles inside his body cause the toy to gently move back and forth. And it rubs his prostate for him while he's making love to you. That's the Aneros.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the Aneros.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Aneros is great. That is a great toy. I do have one of those that I should probably whip it out. I know. Well, I mean, don't you get everything? So I get so many toys. I might have a garage filled with toys. And
yeah, friends like coming over, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All my friends. They do. They literally come over and they always leave with a bag of tricks. So do you have a favorite toy that you like? Or do you use toys?
I do. I like the Aerosolator.
Oh, you know what? Jamie Waxman, you know Jamie,
Ruth.
She's co-author. We wrote a book together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And she's always talks about it. I've still to this day, I've got to write this down. I should get one.
It's great because it's not like your tip. It doesn't vibrate. It erosolates. So it's similar.
Right.
But it's faster little mini circles or something versus just a ball bearing that moves back
right.
and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
and
on
it's,
my list.
And it's electric. So you're not dealing with batteries. Or dying batteries, and then it's weaker or anything. It's like, and it's got a nice long cord. I leave it right in my nightstand.
Right.
And,
exactly. Better than Hitachi. You like it better
TMI.
Than Hitachi. Right, exactly. Better than Hitachi, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. Hitachi's very powerful, too much.
It's
you know,
so
I wanted to tell you something
tell
else
more,
for,
yeah.
for the Tickle My Tush book. Getting into anal eroticism and just kind of getting into the mood. I thought that an erotic story would be nice to get people kind of... So I contacted Rachel Kramer Bussell, who's one of the top erotic writers in the country, and she wrote a story for me about lovers who tried anal sex for the first time.
Oh, and that's in the book.
It's actually on TickleKitty.com.
Oh, okay.
And it's free.
Great.
It's right on the homepage.
That's amazing. She's a great writer.
She is.
So much great writing. If people are looking for like another love, 50 Shades of Grey, you want to check out some of Rachel Kramer Bussell's.
And it's an awesome story. It's very titillating. It's exciting and it's really sweet and tender. I'm like, wow, I want to, you know, I kept reading and I'm like, oh, I want to see when they get to the butt sex.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so,
great. So people could read that first to see
totally.
Like everyone tries it for the first time. Okay, so that's at TickleKitty.com and everyone can check that out. Okay, so what else? And we have like a few more minutes here. Is there anything else that we need to know?
Oh,
I
mean,
I could talk to you for 16 hours.
16
for sure.
Or
like,
18.
I want you to come back. I don't know, 18.
Oh, thanks. You were talking about toys. What I did with Tickle My Tush is I made a kit that made it easy for people to kind of get started. It's called the Couples Hot Tush Pleasure Kit.
Oh.
And it's on TickleKitty.com and it comes with all you need to get started.
It's a great Christmas holiday gift.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go, honey.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop pressuring you for anal sex. I'm just going to buy you this tush kit.
You know, and this is, you know, it's for women and men, you know, both butts are. So it comes with a book that tells you how to do everything. It comes with a classic bullet vibrator, which I recommend for women to use on their clitoris the first time they're having anal sex because it offsets the feelings. So you've got like the pressure and the anal sex part that can be quite overwhelming, but very invigorating. And then you use the bullet vibrator on your clitoris at the same time, and you have all that sensation of all the nerve endings on your clitoris. So that balances it out and makes it nicer for you.
Okay.
It also comes with the little zinger butt plug. that could be used in either butt.
Okay.
And you're ready to go.
I like it.
And slippery kitty lube.
Of course.
Yeah.
So you got
it
all.
It is.
Who doesn't want it to be a stocking stuffer?
No pun intended.
No pun intended. And you can use it. Really, there was no pun intended.
We have a Christmas offer. There's a coupon code for 20% off right now, and it's ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
20% off.
TickleKitty.com. Everyone can check that out. That's really cool. Okay. I love that you're here. And I also just have to, okay, I was just going to say, okay, then they can check out your TED Talk, which was great. I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
I thought you were so poised. It was beautiful. It was a great message. So where can they find that on your website
as well?
That's
on the website. Yep. TickleKitty.com. Fearless Giving. Okay. Yeah, that was an honor. I was really, you know, excited to do it. And it really pushed me outside my comfort zone, and it was one of the hardest things I've done, but it was so fulfilling at the end of the day, and I did it.
And you nailed it.
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
You did. I think you're awesome. And so everyone can check out your stuff at TickleKitty.com. And then there's one more thing I have to say here about my own product line, which is EmilyandTony.com. So I know you've heard me all say this on all my shows, that life is too short to have bad sex. I think Sadie and I can both agree to that. So I told my best friend Tony, he agreed, and as it turns out, Tony has one of the leading men and women skincare lines called Anthony Brands. They sell it all over. And so we put our heads together. It came out with EmilyandTony.com, Emily and Tony. It's a premium and natural personal care line, and our products are multifunctional and designed to enhance your sexual experience. So we have the best, I have to say, massage oil candles that are like having three products in one, because they look like regular candles. Like, I brought it over to my friend's house the other day, and she's little kids. I'm like, look at the kid. Or he's like eight, her son. She's like, don't take out the candle, thinking like a massage candle is going to look like a penis. Or I'm like, no, it looks like they're like beautiful candles from France. Like, you can't tell. You know, they make your home smell amazing. Like, we have creme de vanilla and fougere.
I would love to try one. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I think I have one for you in my car, so we'll go out there and I'll give you one. But they're great moisturizers, because they turn into it, they burn cooler. So you pour it on your lover's body, and it's all vegan coconut oil and soybean oil, and it turns into the most luxurious, you know, massage oil.
That sounds lovely.
It's warm. You put it on your partner.
Honey, we're going to have fun tonight.
But I use it like on my body as well. Like, I use it in the morning, like as a moisturizer when I get out of the shower. So it's really great for that. And they're amazing for foreplay, because if you got, you know, just connect with your partner, give them a massage. So everyone check it out. EmilyandTony.com. Enter Emily20 and you get 20% off your first purchase. So you can improve your sex life now. So, Sadie, thank you. This has been great. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And I want you to come back to L.A. and do this again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This has been so much fun. It's so great to see you again.
I know,
it's been
you
too.
Long. I'm so excited to see you. Yeah, okay, everyone. So check me out, Facebook, Twitter, everything, Sex with Emily, and email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Thanks for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promessin is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. One in three men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promessin.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.